This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftism has no shame. I mean, absolutely no shame. I feel like my grandma. That child got no shame. Just no shame. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something. If a leftist can take a crisis and make a buck, they'll do it in a second. It doesn't matter whether it's hurricane. Let a hurricane hit, and I guarantee you there will be a group of leftists that go, hey, the hurricane hit. Let's call up and act like we're FEMA. And we'll tell people, we're going to send somebody to your door, give us $50, and then we'll get you your check expedited. You know, I can't even come up with the schemes. I'm trying to figure things out. But every time something happens, right now there's a scheme, the IRS will call you.
Hello, this is the Internal Revenue Service, and we've got something against you. If you can opt out by doing this, that, send us $250 and we'll be able to expedite. It's always the expedite or to mitigate, you know, so, and people fall for it. And think about it. You do a robocall. Say you call 100,000 people and you say, you know, this is a Internal Revenue Service agent so-and-so, number G3726132. You are aware that this call is being recorded. You know, and then they do something official sounding. You'll get a lot of people like me that'll go, shut up. You ain't know. Give me your number again. And which location are you out of? Can I get your direct number, your supervisor? By the way, who's the IRS commissioner right now? Who do you work for? And click. That's what happens. They hang up. But a lot of people, they hear Internal Revenue Service. I don't know if I haven't told this story in a long time. I had a buddy, when I was in the manufacturer's rep business, I wanted to pick up this product line. It was crystals and, you know, for timing circuits inside of computers and things like that. So I called the guy, you know, I got the line, met him in Vegas. We had partied, had a good time. And but the guys who owned the company, two brothers, were very non-responsive. One of them was a stone cold alcoholic, but they were very non-responsive. And I said to myself, you know, I would call and say, guys, we got a problem over at this client. And they would go, well, you know, we'll get to it, Kev, whatever. We'll get back with you. And they wouldn't. And this was just dragging on to the point where, you know, I was like, guys, we either got a fish or cut bait here, picked up the product line to grow you, but I can't grow you if you're non-responsive in terms of samples and things like that. So one day I decided I'd call him up. The brother who was the alcoholic was operations guy. The other brother was the CEO. So the one who wouldn't pick up the phone, you know, you couldn't track him down. He was very, you know, he was one of these brothers that was like, ah, I'll get to you when I can. Yeah, man. And even funnier story, I went up to stay with him one night. He and his wife had a knockdown, drag-out argument to the point of embarrassment for me. I mean, I skulked into another room as his wife read him the riot act. Alcoholic, you piece of crap, blah, blah, blah. So I knew he had a lot of issues, but still, business is business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm calling him up. He won't answer the phone. So this one day I called up and I said, you know, made up a fake name. You know, this is Lawrence Johansson. You know, and I said, yes, this is a Lawrence Johansson calling from OSHA. Would you please have, you know, and I put his name. And I swear to you, that dude was on the phone in a hot second. They paid him, and the next thing, yeah, hey, this is a blah, blah, blah. And I went, hey, it's Kevin Jackson. And he was so mad. It was hysterical. And I said to him, dude, you don't answer. I can't get answering. So I just figured I'd have a little fun. He was like, when it finally dawned on him that, you know, everything was cool, he finally calmed down. But I go, look, man, we got to communicate. Long story short, they lost my biggest client because they could not make this product. They couldn't. There's a frequency you use for internal clocks, for what they call an RTC clock frequency, 32 kilohertz, give or take. And well, it's actually 32.6. And so, but they couldn't meet the frequency, like to It was like to two decimal points or three decimal points. They couldn't meet it. Now, they make mil-spec parts, meaning they make parts for the military that have to be precise crystals. But they couldn't make these on this new machine they had that pumped them out by the you know, hundreds of thousands. And this client used them by the millions. So it was toast. And, I lost that account because these guys just couldn't do it, but they were non-responsive. Anyway, my only point is I had to get his attention. You have to figure out how to get people's attentions up in here. But liberals, and I'm just segueing back, liberals are crazy folks who look at these crises and they say to themselves, how do we take advantage of it? You know, how do we get something out of this, even though we may be philosophically against it? So a good example is now we learn that they want to do a firearms tax. And firearms and bullet tax to fund schools in California. Yeah. So what California is saying is we're anti-gun. But you know what? If we're going to sell guns, we're going to tax the daylights out of guns and bullets in order to, quote unquote, make the schools more safe. Now, let's just say they did that. Let's say they put it in the budget as a line item. I just want to take it through its logical lens. They put it in the budget as a line item and they say, hey, we've got this school tax. It's taxed rather on guns and bullets to fund the schools, and we raised, you know, I don't know, $23 million on that tax. It's a line item. Then they finally get rid of guns. They say, okay, we no longer have guns or bullets, or they cut it back to the point where nobody wants to use guns or, and they're not buying as many bullets. So it goes down to $7 million. But it's now a budgeted line item. Do you think California is going to say, oh, you know, we now have a shortfall of $18 million or whatever, I don't know what I started with, but of millions of dollars. Where are we going to get it, or do you think they continue to spend? Well, I think you know the answer. They continue to spend because they don't care. So they're going to continue to spend. But the real irony is, instead of staying focused and saying, we want to get rid of guns, they say, well, here's how we'll do it. We'll tax them into oblivion. But I guarantee you, whatever they get in taxes, they're going to like. And here's the irony of it from a gun owner's perspective. If we allowed them to tax our Second Amendment rights, you'd have them forever. The only thing would be, only the elite would be able to own guns eventually. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. And I just thought that was one of the ways we could begin this hour, is telling you more about the lunacy of liberalism, how things won't work. But that doesn't matter to them because they don't care. If you really believe a leftist cares about the safety of a child in a school, you're delusional. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
September 7th, save the date. That's right. My movie's coming out, bleedingbluemovie.com. If you want to help out, we'd love to have you help out. Want to sponsor an opening? Please do. If you're hearing me in a radio market, I may not even know where you're hearing the show. Let me know. We'll get the show, I'm talking about the station, rather, to help market the show in that area so I can get all my listeners to go check out the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. And you're going to start seeing new trailers coming out. You're going to hear a lot of police stuff, you know, people talking about it. We're going to be asking our folks to send posters, to take a poster over to the precinct near you. We're going to ask you to buy a poster and give it to the precinct, police precinct near you. Say, hey, this is a guerrilla funding of this thing. It's not a bunch of rich folks out here trying to, you know, make a movie and make a gazillion dollars. We're trying to help the police because they have been under fire. Under Barack Obama, 8 years of siege, and it's continuing. Donald Trump has inherited this siege, along with a bunch of other nasty things that Barack Obama did. Look at what he's inherited with all this corruption. The crookedness is going on. Judicial Watch just sued. They found out that this supposedly, what's her name, Lois Lerner didn't do anything. Nonsense. The IRS has paid off Tea Party groups, and now they're learning even more stuff that's going on there. Can you imagine what we're going to learn when we know all the things we're supposed to know about Barack Obama and his gang of thieves and thugs? Whoa. I'm excited to know. This is the first time in a long time, man, we get to pull the covers off of government. Yeah. Find out government ain't nearly what they talking about. You guys remember people got married and this woman found out she'd married a woman who had become a man. And the man would only, you know, would not get in bed naked until, the lights were completely out and things like this. And then the lady finds out that he's got a prosthetic, you know, that they're kind of, you know, having carnal knowledge of one another with. And she's like, what the heck? And it turns out it was a lady who became a man. That's essentially, I hate to put it that way, but that's essentially what the Democrats found out with Barack Obama. And I know, look, I'm on stations where we try to be very sensitive. You know, I'm on a lot of Salem stations, and we're, you know, I'm a Christian myself. But look, how can I explain things to you? Don't let your sensibilities get all tested, you know, like, because this is the way it is. This is life. I'm not saying anything controversial. I'm telling you, that's the shock that the left got. When Barack Obama said, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And then later on, he's like, well, you know, now that I'm president, can I just tell you guys I'm bisexual? Now, he didn't exactly admit that, but he is. And I'll tell you right now, I don't care. There are people out there, there are conservatives that care.
Kevin, I would care if the president was, if Donald Trump said he was gay, you know, I would be upset about it.
I would be upset because I'm calling him a billionaire playboy, and he's a billionaire play, you know, something other. I would be mad that I'm calling him the wrong thing, but I wouldn't be mad at him. I would find it odd. I would find it a little bit like, are you serious? But man, can that bisexual Donald Trump go? What a year he had. That's what I would tell you. Because I don't care. See, I have no interest in Donald Trump outside of his ability to lead. I don't. Now, I suspect I'm right because I think he passed, you know, he said, I don't, you know, we're going to go back to not allowing transgenders, which, by the way, doesn't exist. I think if I were Donald Trump, I would go to the military and say, we are making no concessions for, quote, transgender people because they do not exist. And I go fight it in court that way. It's funny that nobody's even talked about. They're still fighting these battles of transgender.
Should we have bathrooms for women? Should they be able to perform in the military and all that? And I would be like, look, they don't exist.
You're asking me, should we ride unicorns, you know, in the rodeos? Yeah, well, you know what? I've never seen a unicorn, so I don't think there's anything we have to worry about. There's no such thing as transgender. Why don't we fight it that way in the courts and say, I tell you what, courts, Supreme Court, everybody, prove to me that someone is transgender, meaning they go from a man to a woman, woman to a man. Prove to me that exists, and then we'll have the rest of the discussion. Because if you can't prove to me that exists, we're not even going to have the discussion. It's like, same thing with abortion.
I don't know, you know, it's above my pay grade, you know, I don't know when a baby's a baby. I mean, it's above my pay grade.
Barack Obama saying it's above his pay grade to know what everybody on the planet that's ever taken a biology class or physiology knows, which is a human being is a human being at the point of conception. Because without that, you're nothing. It's an egg and a sperm separated. And until the two shall meet and the sperm penetrates the egg, there is nothing there. But once that occurs, life begins. Everybody's life begins that way. So if I were arguing before the Supreme Court, I would argue it along those lines. I would say, how are we having these obscure conversations about life and death when the fact of the matter is we all know when life begins? End of story. If someone can tell me differently, then we can now not discuss life. And see, I would force the Supreme Court to do that. Now, that's just me. I don't have a legal background. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing about what I said that has any background in,
well, Kevin, in the case study of so-and-so versus so-and-so.
Well, I don't really care because I'll promise you this. Everything I just told you is 100% factually true. There you go. Now let's move on. Brandon tweeted this. North and South Korea are set to announce they are ending their war. This is something our past presidents have been trying to do for the past 20 years. Trump did it in a year. Let that sink in. Well, it's not quite a year, Brandon, but I do see where you're going, my friend. And within 2 years, Donald Trump will have negotiated probably the reconciliation of the Korean Peninsula, where us cousins and uncles and brothers and people can reunite and get to talk to one another. Kim Jong-un may very well soften to the degree that he lets his economy flourish and people will no longer starve to death and be beaten. And now I'm going to tell you, he's not going to change overnight, but it's a step in the right direction, and it's a step nobody else has been able to take. Same step that's going on with the Middle East. It is not free of terrorism. But let me tell you, go to Religion of War, religionofpeace.com or whatever it's called. I think it's religionofpeace.com. It charts all the different, how much terrorism occurs around the world. It's thousands of acts of terror by Muslims every year. Watch the number that's the drop in the number of terrorist acts that are occurring throughout now over the past, in 2017 versus 2018. In fact, I'm probably going to write a piece on it. It's miraculous. And the reason is Donald Trump is serious about ending terror. He's serious about not just making it the United States' responsibility, and he's been able to do it. He's brought North Korea to the table. They went to the Olympics. They thought they were going to thumb their noses at Donald Trump. Didn't work. He involved the Chinese. He involved the rest of the Asian Peninsula, and that area of the world. And he says, we're going to solve this problem. And North Korea is not going to like it. And they've talked some sense into him. That's what President Trump has done.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The war rages within the Democrat Party. War is raging. People are Loretta Lynch attacking Comey, Comey attacking Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton attacking Comey, Comey. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a little scared of her. Yeah. Metaphorically, I'm saying, not they verbally attacking each other. They only physically attack us. You know, like if we're at a pro-Trump event or if we're rallying for the Tea Party or something like that, they only physically attack us. And let me tell you something, there'll come a day when they won't do that, because we will whoop that head. But I don't know when. I was at this deal with Charlie Kirk's group, Turning Point USA, and Antifa showed up, but I was late, I guess. You know, I was on CP time, man. No, I wasn't on colored people time. I was due to speak at the time I spoke, and I was there an hour and a half early. But point being, Antifa showed up. And I told everybody, I go, man, they never show up when I'm there. And it's probably good, because God is saying, Kevin, I don't want you to go to jail. Because I will absolutely, you come up and put a sign in my face and start yelling at me, and I'm going to say, look, you need to back up, because I'm not a pacifist, and I'm a trained fighter, and I'm going to hurt you. You get in my face, I'm going to hurt you. Period. I'm going to take it as a threat the next time you come up on me like this. And then, boop, it's over. I'm going to jail. It's okay. Martin Luther King went to jail. He was a man of character.
I had a dream one day. I didn't realize Antifa was going to come and do this to me. But I'll tell you what, I'm Kevin Jackson, and I'm free at last. Free at last!
Shoot. I'll be preaching, I'll be writing on toilet paper. Writing my, what do they call it, my manifesto. Don't mess with me, Antifa. Don't try me. That's all I can say. Anyway, the spokesperson for Hillary Clinton accused Comey of profiting off public spectacle investigations. That's a quote. Public spectacle investigations. Yeah, the public spectacle investigation that Donald Trump had anything at all to do with this whole Russian thing. All is Hillary Clinton. But I'm telling you, folks, if you want signs, I always like to talk about the signs. Hillary Clinton attacking Comey. Loretta Lynch attacking Comey. Who do you think Barack Obama's going to go with? His black friend or his white friend? I'm going to go with the black friend. I think he's going to say, you know what? Loretta's right on this one. Michelle Obama, Comey better watch out. That's all I got to tell you. I'm reading the tea leaves for him. Oh, yeah, teapartycommunity.org, tea leaves. They don't bode well for James, Big Jim. Big Jim the sissy. Anyway, I love in his interview. Of course, I didn't watch it. I heard it got beat out by Roseanne big time. It got beat out by The Voice or something like that. It got beat out by a lot of stuff. It didn't go that well. And the book, they're saying, man, this thing is horrible. I talked about it the other day. They're saying this book is horrible. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get their money back. Probably so, because there's a lot of stooges on the left who, I support Jim Comey. And, of course, the fat, rich, fat cats will buy it and stick it in a warehouse somewhere or use it as kindling at their next bonfire. But heard it's not going well. Anyway, I want to play this clip because Comey essentially does a mea culpa. I think he's asking Hillary not to kill him. I'm telling you, listen to the clip and see what you think.
I pray no FBI director ever has to deal with this again. Because it was just a series of no-win decisions. And so which would be the least bad decision is constantly what we're thinking in the book. And my hope is, I even hope Hillary Clinton at least reads those parts of the book. Because I think she will walk away saying, you know what, I still think that guy's an idiot. But, you know, he's kind of an honest idiot. And he's trying to do the right thing here. And I kind of get, actually, what he was faced with.
Yeah, what an idiot. I mean, he's really self-described correctly. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. That was James Comey. The big baby, James Comey. And really? I pray no FBI director ever has to live with this. Live with what? Making decisions in the big people world, Jim? God, pajama boy. I pray that you never have to make a decision between convicting a crooked person or letting her go free and doing the wrong thing. It's so difficult when you have the pressures that I had. James Comey had an easy decision, and he blew it. And now he's talking. Really? I pray. Let's all pray with him, okay? No. Okay, let's not. It's unbelievable to me. And then he goes on, I needed to make the least bad decision. That tells you all you need to know. Hillary Clinton was guilty of sin. You tell me somebody that the FBI would allow to delete 33,000 emails. First of all, have a server, separate server in their bathroom, basement, closet. Then, when asked for the information about that, parse it out as they deem fit. Then, when it were requested for additional information, say, no, I deleted the information. Even further, I bleach bit the drives. Even further than that, I smashed my Blackberries and so on and so forth. And, you know, and I'll just tell you what it is that I had on there. Then go meet with the FBI without any, not under oath, not on camera, not on audio. They didn't even take notes. Tell me who could do that. I would love to see that person. Or that handful of elitists, because if there are five people in America who could get away with that, I bet you I know at least three of them, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and maybe Loretta Lynch. And I bet you there's more. I bet you there are dozens, because remember all the people that got off, that were given immunity deals before the FBI even testified? Now we learn that they hid information for months before they said things, that they were selective about the information that they leaked, that they even planted stories so they could exonerate themselves because they were doing things behind the scenes to make Hillary Clinton, you know, the king of the hill, and on and on. This is so outrageous. And for Comey to come on TV and act as if it was a difficult decision, I had to make the least bad decision. Here's what he's saying. I had to make the least bad decision that was going to impact Hillary Clinton. He's not saying I had to make the least bad decision because it was just everything was going to end up bad for the country because if I convict Hillary, it's bad. But if I let her go free, it's bad. He's saying I had to make the least, you know, politically the best politically expedient decision that I could make. And he did that. So he brought Hillary up with the idea this is going to hurt her, but it shouldn't kill her. And she'll still become president, and all will be forgiven. As long as she makes it, I'm good to go. That's what he counted on. An idiot. Calls himself an idiot. Says, I hope if Hillary reads these parts, she will say, you know, he's an idiot, but he was my idiot. I mean, that's what he's saying. God. Stonewall Jackson, a friend of mine, he tweeted, James Comey is an effeminate man. He's also very mentally fragile and uses words about his feelings that normally, especially masculine men, don't use. He's exactly right. He's also a calculating bureaucrat who says, he speaks in wiggle room. That's a language. It leaves themselves an out in the event that they can say you misinterpret it. Many people speak it fluently. It's called politico. That's a language. This is what a educating liberal said, a friend of mine. He says, a lawsuit has been filed against the FEC claiming that Hillary Clinton and the DNC laundered $84 million through state parties to avoid campaign finance laws. So when should we expect her lawyers to have their offices raided by law enforcement? Ooh, touche. Touche, my friend. I don't know why we stuck that in there on the notes with Jim Comey, but I get it, kinda. It's tangentially, part of this discussion. Very true, though. All the things that we now know about, we've known about Barack Obama and the scandals for the better part, for many, many years. The leftists say we were on witch hunts and disregarded us, but we know the truth. And we also know the truth about Hillary Clinton. And what I'm telling you guys is you will soon, and I don't know how soon, I don't want to put a date on it, but I'll tell you this, it should not go up until the election time. But if it does, right after the election, the time between then and Christmas will be the best Christmas you've ever had in your money munching life, or I don't know, I'll think of something. But it's going to be the best Christmas you've ever had. When the Democrats find out that they did not win the House, and worse yet, if they don't win the House and they actually lose traction, that's going to be their bellwether. And it isn't good. And just so we're clear, I've been talking about the signs that the Democrats have. I told you about Obama being disinvited from Prince Harry's, whatever. I told you about it. I told you, the better relationships get between North and South Korea, that's going to be a big deal, right? I told you that the leftists are using tragedies to get ahead, and people are recognizing it. I told you that the leftists are not protecting their people because they won't send troops to the border. Jerry Brown has pulled his troops back. I've exposed people like Elon Musk, who they put so much faith in. I've talked about the Democrats' anti-tax cut rally that failed, went over like a pregnant pole vaulter, as I've said before. Those are the signs, folks.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Won't back down. No, I don't back down.
And that's a song, I don't know who sings it, but welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Let me tell you something about politics, my friends. Don't back down. Hey, by the way, in life, don't back down. I know. Compromise, Kevin. It's all about compromise. You compromise with the people who are with you. You compromise with your spouse, your significant other. You will compromise with your children. You will compromise in your work. You will compromise with those who have at least some common core belief in what you think about, but you don't back down against the lunatic left fringe. Don't back down. Man, let me tell you, I've counseled with many a politician, and the first rule I tell them is be yourself, number one, pardon me, and number two, don't back down. See, if you're being yourself, you have nothing to back down from. If it is a core belief that you're fighting for, protecting borders is an example, then you don't back down, because here's the deal. You know you need to protect your borders. You do it every day. You protect your... the door to my office is shut. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't want anybody coming in here. If you come in here right now, you're an illegal. Get out. You need a visa. And, you know, if you just barged in, what do you do with your kids when you know, you're in your bedroom, you've got your significant other, whatever. You set a rule. You say, hey, don't be bursting into dad and mom's room. You knock. You know, and it's a boundary. We set boundaries. You have a space. You don't even, like, invade it, right? There's a little bit. People get you close. You're like, hey, you don't say anything, but you're looking like you're a little close here. If you don't like your space invaded, don't go to the Asia. Don't go to Asia. Asia, they invade. They stuff you in the trains. I'm not even kidding when I tell you they stuff you in the trains. Go to Japan. They stuff people. There is no room to wiggle. I mean, you're like fish, like in a net. They don't care about your space. But I'm saying you care about it. Whenever you get your space, when you're on a public transportation, you go out on public transportation, but when in your car, you're like, hey, everybody, back away. Yeah. Anyway, my point is, you don't back down when it's something that's meaningful to you, that is a core belief for yourself, and that's exactly what Starbucks has done. And I've talked about it. I've been on TV. I've been talking about it on radio shows. It is stupid for Starbucks to back down. But here's the thing. When you make a drugged product for 25 cents and you sell it for $5, you can do strange things like what Starbucks is doing. You can, you know, they're poisoning people with coffee. Let's face it, at some point we're going to learn that caffeine is 10 years off all our lives. It won't matter. We agreed to it. We did it. We read all the studies, the pros and the cons, how many cups to drink on this day, that day. Don't drink on Sundays. That's the Sabbath. And whatever it is, but the Starbucks, you know, they've drugged us. We think we need it. You get up, you got to have that cup of coffee. I don't know what the coffee industry is, but I know Starbucks is making a lot of money. 8,000 stores they're shutting down for diversity training. 175,000 baristas get a day off of work for nonsense. And you say, Kevin, it's not a day off of work. They're going to be learning about diversity. Yeah, right. They might as well show Disney films. Just take them to Disney World for all intents and purposes. It's a small world after all. And let them hang out with the little children at Disney World, because that's essentially what this is all about. You're going to take, okay, let's just do the math. Let's do the math. I'm going to do the math right here, right now. 175,000 people not working. You've shut your stores down. Now, forget the amount of income that you would have brought in, because that's just astronomical. But let's say, for the sake of discussion, that everybody makes 15 bucks an hour, okay, times 8 hours. So 15 bucks an hour times 8 hours, which is 120 bucks, times 175,000 people. Crap. 15 bucks times 8 hours. Oh, stupid phone calculator. That's 120 for those people that are going, okay, well, I know what it is. Shut up. I know. Times 175,000. That is $21 million. $21 million. That is an average, okay? Average of 15 bucks an hour. Now, I don't know what they make. What does a barista make? You have an idea what a barista makes? I don't know what a barista makes. But, you know, 15 bucks an hour sounds reasonable to me. Especially when you look at managers and all the other stuff. So, but knock it down to 10. If you want to be all woo-hoo-hoo about it, knock it down to $10 an hour.
and just see what they're giving up. It's millions of dollars. It must be nice, Starbucks, to be able to just do away with millions of dollars. So that's the first phase. Who's doing the training? Somebody tell me. Who's going to do the training? Who's going to tell all these little baristas, hey, guys, you got to be nice to the Negroes because they're very sensitive. They don't have fathers. You know, their fathers are in prison and their mothers are crackheads. So when they come in, let them use the bathroom. I'm just saying, really? You got to treat black folks special now, right? Yeah. They're going to close them on May 29th. Racial bias education program. And here's what Kevin Johnson said. I've spent the last few days in Philadelphia with my leadership team, listening to the community, learning what we did wrong and the steps we need to fix it. Yeah, while this is not limited to Starbucks, see, magic words, we're committed to being a part of the solution. Closing our stores for racial bias training is just one step. So in other words, inconveniencing all the rest of the population of Americans who rely on their drug, okay, is good for you. You know what? Because of why? Because of 175,000 black folks, one or two of them got aggrieved, got triggered. I can't use the bathroom. For shame, Starbucks, for shame. Do you understand how silly this is? Do you understand the ramifications of this? This is major league bad. It's not just bad for Starbucks. I mean, if you want to invest in this, I mean, the investment's probably still good. Like I said, it's 25 cents and they're selling it for $5. Anywhere else, that would be considered, what do they call it? When you really overcharge, usury? It would be usury. No, you didn't. Nobody helped me come up with that word. Anyway, it's too much. It's like a person that charges you too much interest. You know, loan shark. The only difference is you're buying it. You say, I know this only costs 25 cents to make, and then you could sell it for a dollar and make profit. However, I'm willing to pay you $5 for a cup of coffee. More than for a gallon of gas. You could do more with a gallon of gas, trust me. But people are hooked on the drug. And apparently, the drug has permeated the entire organization of Starbucks because it's going to cost that company millions of dollars. And let me tell you, it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Howard Schultz, executive chairman for the brand, former CEO, said this: we will learn from our mistakes and reaffirm our commitment to creating a safe and welcoming environment for every customer. No, Howard, you are about to get gangster held up, dude. You just opened the door. They gave the keys to the kingdom to the race pimps. A safe and welcoming environment for every customer? Okay. Mohammed comes in with a clock strapped around. A clock boy walks in, right? What are you going to do to him? You're going to give him a safe environment. Do you really believe Starbucks can give you a safe environment? What about transgendered bathrooms? Hey, you going to do something on that? You going to do something for them specifically? What about the LGBT community? You going to put in some nice, colorful, you know, gay flags, stolen rainbows? You going to do some stolen rainbows? A safe and welcoming environment. What a precedent that's being set for all corporations in America, folks. And this will be hailed as a good move. Talk about allowing a grievance culture to permeate and come into your organization, form a cancer. If you don't believe, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to call all my black friends and tell them, go into Starbucks, use the bathroom, bathe, change your clothes in front of them, do everything you can to provoke them. Because let me tell you, this is a new lottery ticket. We'll give you a free, you're a free coffee. Please just leave. Please just don't, you know, go through the drive-thru. Please do not hold us up. They might as well give them guns. You can now go in and rob Starbucks without even having a gun. Yo, what's up, Starbucks? Look here, I don't want anybody to move. I just want to go get my free coffee, and then it's all good. And I'll be back tomorrow, and y'all, everybody know the game, right? Okay then. I see y'all. I know, Kevin, you're really making black people mad. I don't care. This is silly. This is stupid. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.